You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, we've been talking about it because the guy behind the glass has been talking about it with me a lot. Ian Welsh, of course, our in-studio engineer, but it's a big week because he's part of the Center Stage Band and Show Choir. And
yes,
coming
I
up,
am.
coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater. It's their annual big event at the Grand. It's hits from across the Atlantic, and we've talked a little bit with Ian about it, but we thought, let's get some more information from other members as well of Center Stage. We're very happy to welcome in Reese Arthen and Kayla Michelle. Did I get that right, ladies?
Yes, you did.
Welcome, first of all, to our studios, and thank you for coming on in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's jump right in. And before... This is Center Stage. Let's talk a little bit about what Center Stage is, because this is a very interesting group. Because, I mean, talking to Ian over the months and actually the years now, it's a group that gets together throughout the year, but it all comes together for one big production, in this case at the Grand Theater. What is Center Stage, and how did you each get involved with it? And you can either one can start.
Center Stage started when Wassa Insurance was purchased by Liberty Mutual back in 2006. We did our first show in 2007, and I'm proud to say there are two of us that are still from the original Wassa Insurance Group performing with Center Stage. It was quite a time of turmoil because we went from being fully funded and with a great marketing department behind us to having to do everything ourselves. But we knew that there was an interest in the type of music we did, and we put the show together and we were able to return to the Grand again, and we have been at the Grand now for 19 years.
Mm. And Kayla, what about you? How did you get involved in Center Stage?
So this is actually my first year.
That's a good thing.
So I grew up performing, doing musical theater, and as an adult, as a mom, I missed it a lot, and I'd heard about this group from some friends and wanted to give it a try, and it's been just an absolute blast this year.
Is this your first return engagement in a while?
Yes.
So How long has it been?
It's been about 5 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this group itself, have you found it to be everything you thought it would be? Any surprises?
Absolutely. Yes. It's been so much fun. It's been really fun getting to know a bunch of people. It's really rewarding because I've always spent only about like 6 to 8 weeks learning a musical and dancing and all of that. And this is a really long time. We started back in January. So seeing it all come together for that long of work is really rewarding.
And Reese, talk about that, because again, that is something that's unusual. Usually you have for a musical or for a play, you have auditions, you have the cast list, and then from anywhere from like 6 to 8 weeks you have rehearsals and you do the show. Here, as Kayla said, it's a process that goes months. How is that process? Is that, what are the advantages maybe of that process for Center Stage?
We are able to do a different kind of a program. We are able to give our full course members the opportunity to do 8 long songs and choreography. Plus, they can bring their individual talents. And I think that's what also makes our show special, is we have small groups that showcase the talents and also pique the interest of our audience. Mm-hmm. We have audience members that come and say, hey, are you doing this kind of music this year? Are you doing that kind of music? And it makes it fun for them and it makes it fun for us. But yeah, it takes a long time because we put it together as if it's a brand new production every year, starting from scratch.
Let's talk about this year's production. Hits from Across the Atlantic, a celebration of legendary European singers and songwriters. Kayla, was this part of the attraction for you, the type of program, or was it happen to be what the program
was? It happened to be what the program was. I remember I walked into audition and I was told that's what we were doing. Yeah, so growing up doing musical theater, again, a lot of the different songs that we're singing, a lot of the chorus numbers are songs that I've sung in the past or grew up listening to. So mm-hmm. it's really fun to be able to go back to those. And it's just so much familiar music, so many familiar artists that we're singing. So there's something for everybody.
And Reese, what about this? Were you excited about this this choice? Because you said there are different kinds of productions you can have. What excites you about this choice this year?
It's music from when I grew up, and I don't want to date myself, but right. it's music that I'm familiar with. Every year, it's Joel Freiberg who determines our overall theme, mm-hmm. and he comes up with the large group numbers. The joke is that, of course, we start bugging him now, actually, what's it going to be next year? And he'll let us know by Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, in terms of center stage, is somewhere the first week of January when he finally gets around to telling us. But we're always excited to know what it is, and we're open to what he comes up with, because we know we're not going to only hear music that we are familiar with, but we're also going to get to mold the show mm. with the small groups that are auditioned for and chosen.
How does that occur? Because you've mentioned that a couple of times, the idea of having, it's almost within the entire company, you have smaller groups that get together. How does this all come together? It sounds like a lot more complicated than maybe the normal musical production would be. How does it all come together? One of you.
Well, I counted up this year that I think we have 12 numbers that were chosen, and that came from auditions of 45 numbers. Groups that sang the numbers, put them together. Musically, the songs have to be sound, meaning that it has to sound good when you sing them. Mm-hmm. And then he makes a decision based on that. We also have to give him an idea of how we're going to perform them. So we have songs that are just basic stand and sing. And we have some songs this year that Kayla's in that are really, really fun and high energy. And it all works together to make an enjoyable show for our audiences.
We will have more about Center Stage's big annual concert coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Again, a free show. We'll have more in about 22 minutes or so at 7:22 in our next WXEO Morning Report. Top of the hour news update straight ahead, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And Kayla Michelle, who will be part of the Center Stage Band and Show Choir event coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Grand Theater. Hits from across the Atlantic. Our Ian Welsh being part of Center Stage as well. And Ian, is there anything that we should ask our guests that I'm missing here because you being so intimately involved in this production?
Well, Center Stage itself has been a lot of fun, but it's also had challenges as well. So I think my question will be, what has been some of the biggest challenges that you've faced in this year's show of Center Stage?
Let's start with Kayla this time, since you're returning to the stage after a little bit of a break. What has been the biggest challenge for you?
For me, it's not really what happens when I'm at Center Stage. It's what's happening when I'm at home, finding the time to rehearse things and, you know, balancing everything with being a mom and having kids and working and all of that. So trying to make sure that I'm giving it the attention that it deserves. But it's actually been fun because my kids will come and practice with me. Mm-hmm. They'll sing, they'll dance with me. So,
how old are your kids?
2 and 3.
So yeah. They try to get a big kick out of it,
oh,
I
yes.
would think. And Reese, what has been the biggest challenge for you in this production?
Well, since I've been part of it for quite a bit longer, I'm more involved with the administration, fundraising. That's a really big part for us to be able to do this at the Grand because we don't charge anybody.
Right.
This is a free concert. We have to contact sponsors from previous years, and we have some really great ones. They include Wausau Mine, which has been with us the longest, then Rib Mountain Paper. Our venue sponsor are Carrie and Mark Fairman. We also have HPI and Lemke Manufacturing. And We feel so lucky to have these people standing behind us. But we also have advertisers that have been behind us for many of these years. And as we're looking toward our 20th year, we'll be showcasing some of those that have been with us all along. So I see not only the rehearsal that I have to do at home, I also see the administrative part and keeping those kind of things going.
I've been trying to dig out some of the information from Ian for a long time in terms of exactly what some of the music is going to be, but he will not tell me. He wants it to be a surprise.
Not supposed to give any spoilers away.
So if I dig here with you ladies, am I going to be able to get any information? I guess what I'm going to say, I'm going to ask you maybe in a different way, because I know you're not going to give me specifics. But just looking at your poster, it's not simply just the Beatles era. It looks like it's more than just the 60s. Would that be fair to say? What is maybe the time frame for some of this music?
The songs are from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. I don't know if we have any from the 2000s or not.
But at least 4 decades worth of music.
At least, yes. Yes, we do.
For each of you, is there, and again, you don't have to give us the specific, but is there, what era is your favorite song that you're going to be involved with? Kayla, what is your favorite aspect of what you'll be doing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
All right, so I have 2 small group numbers, and I am biased. I like both of them a lot, and they are both from like the 90s, early 2000s era.
And Reese, what about you? Do you have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Beatles.
There you go.
We're
going to see the Beatles. I think everybody kind of knew.
The poster. The poster has pictures of some of them. So if people look for our posters, which are all over town.
So each of these will be involved.
Yes.
Because that's could be involved.
I was going to say, that's the way.
We're
I
not going to give it
way,
all away.
That's the way
There's
I took
chance.
It.
There,
now,
there.
And if folks had come to the Festival of Arts, we did a sneak peek of the show,
and
people would know kind of what we were doing, but there's much more to it than that.
And also, again, let's talk about the tickets, because one of the things that's a highlight, and last year was actually the first year I went to it, because I had to go and see Ian and see what the heck he was talking about all the time. The thing about it is, when first of all, I'm going to make an honest appraisal here. When you first hear, well, it's free, then you kind of expect, well, that there must be a reason it's free. But no, this you could be charging $35 a ticket and people can get their money's worth, I think, at the Grand Theater. It's such a wonderful opportunity, number one, to see high-level talent from our community and also see a show at the Grand Theater. And I imagine that's something that's exciting, because there's nothing like having a big crowd on hand, is there?
Oh, it adds so much energy. It helps you to bring out more emotion. It's just so much fun.
How do people get tickets?
On our posters, they will find that our tickets are located at the Grand Theater in the PAF, of course. And I would like to say that kind of our mantra is, we have never turned anyone away.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to show up at the door. But also at County Market, Lamb's Fresh Market in Rib Mountain, and Wausau, and Festival Foods in Wausau and Weston. You just need to go to the customer service desks and ask them. There's no limit to the amount of tickets. We just ask that if you take a number of them, that you use them all.
Before we wrap it up, Ian, anything we're missing here that we should be talking about with your fellow castmates?
Well, honestly, the whole center stage process is just a lot of fun. It's not like a usual theater performance. This is like a 9-month process where we start off learning the music and then we learn the dancing. And we actually been doing very well on the dancing aspect of this year. We were able to actually get ahead of the curve and really have a lot of fun with this. And just, you know, everybody has been working so hard in this show, and we can't wait for people to come out and see us.
I will say again, I was blown away last year by this production. It was really amazing. I was not expecting what I got. And I think for folks who have not had the opportunity to see Center Stage live in person, I think you'd be missing out on just a wonderful opportunity, a great talent at a great venue. And it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun with this music that I think a lot of people can relate to in so many different ways.
And if I could mention some of our advertisers do very special things, and I'm going to have to turn to Kayla. The Chonka Chop is having a special this week, a special drink for our show. And what is it called?
Yes. So right across from us, Chocolate Cafe, they have the Center Stage Harmony Latte this week. Mm. It's got cinnamon, nutmeg, and honey in it. Sounds amazing.
So we're celebrating throughout the town.
It is wonderful. It really is. It's wonderful to have the opportunity to be an audience member. It's also wonderful that folks like yourselves get the opportunity to perform at such a wonderful venue. Center Stage at the Grand. Hits from across the Atlantic, 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Free admission. And again, really just so much talent and so much fun to be had. And get your tickets or just come to the door. In fact, that's what I did last year. I came to the door, got my ticket, and had a wonderful time. And both Reese and Kayla, break a leg. Thank you for coming by and really appreciate your time and have a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We will talk about an adult spelling bee with the Marathon County Literacy Council coming up in our next WXCO Morning Report in about 22 minutes. But more of Mornings at Pack right hold on WXCO.
One time I lost a spelling bee because the word I had to spell was a finance and I messed up.
Oh, jeez.
And my dad still holds that over me.
Well, Ian, you have a chance to get redemption now. Because as adults, we have a chance to be part of a spelling bee. An adult spelling bee with the Marathon County Literacy Council coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th. And to learn more about it, we're very happy to welcome Quinn Suhan. She's the business manager for the Marathon County Literacy Council. And this is really exciting stuff. But good morning. Glad you could come on by.
Absolutely. Good morning. And I'm very happy to have this opportunity.
First of all, before we even talk about the spelling bee itself, the Marathon County Literacy Council, for folks who may not be familiar, could you give us a little information on that?
Absolutely. We are what I consider Marathon County's best kept secret. I've only been with them for about a week now, but I am loving
a week,
and I'm loving every second of it. I actually messaged my boyfriend one day and was like, I really love my new job.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's so great to love what you do. I do have some history, some background in teaching myself, so a part of this is coming home. At the Literacy Council, we really put an emphasis on that adult learning. You know, one out of seven adults in Marathon County struggle with literacy. As a teacher, as someone who grew up with, my mom was actually one of the reporters for the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. So every single one of my papers was gone over with the utmost scrutiny to make sure that the spelling, grammar, punctuation, everything was on point.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Just having that background, again, it just really feels like I'm coming home in some kind of aspect there. But at the Literacy Council, we do help with that tutoring. If you need help with reading, writing, studying for your driver's license test,
mm-hmm.
If you need help with building a resume, getting those job skills, that's what we're here to help with.
Mm.
You know, we do recognize that there is a niche for this, that there is a need for it,
mm-hmm.
and we really just want to get our name out there more, really let people know that, A, we provide this service, and B, it's all for free.
Mm.
Every single one of our services we provide to anybody in the community for free. You can call us and make an appointment. You can just walk in off the street. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. And again,
where are you located, by the way?
We are located right downtown next to Yankee Bookstore.
Oh, just down the road here.
Just down the road. Yep. We're kind of, I think a lot of people think we're part of Yankee just because, of course, we have the McLit sign out there.
Sure.
And it does have a picture of a book. And I think
right.
a lot of people just kind of assume we're an additional entity to Yankee,
mm-hmm.
but we are completely separate and we are here to help you and anybody.
What kind of programs are, maybe some examples of programs that you do offer for folks here in Central Wisconsin?
Again, we don't really have like a specific, like you come in and we're going to help with ABC only.
Oh, okay.
If you want to come in and study for any kind of exam that you have coming up, if you wanted to go back to school and be a lawyer, a doctor,
oh, wow.
a whatever, and you're struggling with something, come on in and we can help you
so
with whatever.
Basically, yeah, if you have any idea that maybe this is some area I want to get stronger in,
yes.
you're willing to work with them.
Especially when it comes to language, we do have a big emphasis on ESL, so English as a second language. But on the flip side of that, most people don't even realize that we'll help you with your Spanish as well. So we will flip that. Come on in and you can get some lessons.
Fantastic. Really interesting stuff. And I have to admit, even just down the street here, I really did not know that. In your first week, and you popped by last week to say hello and to provide the information about the adult spelling bees. Very, very cool indeed. We're talking to Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council. And coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th, let's get into this event because it sounds like it could be a lot of fun, a lot of coolness to it. It's an adult spelling bee.
Yes.
And it's raising money to be a hive builder for literacy and BEE. That's very, very cool indeed.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what this event's all about and maybe what people need to know.
The McLit bit, the Mc Lee benefit, that's definitely a mouthful, is an evening of unforgettable fun that's really just going to heighten the community awareness and share our impact and help increase the understanding of the vital role that adult education really can play and literacy can play in our community. We truly believe that the learning process never stops. An adult spelling bee is really going to help demonstrate that beautifully. Again, like you mentioned, it really is a great way to help raise money and promote that literacy, bringing together a diverse audience. It is going to be on Tuesday, October 7th at the Labor Temple from 6 to 8 p.m. It is advertised as an adult spelling bee, but it is a family-friendly event. So
if the kids want to be involved, they can do it as well?
Absolutely. And that's kind of what we want to promote as well. Sure. Show the kids that the adults are still learning, still working towards making themselves better as well. I think a lot of kids get the impression that the learning stops when you become an adult, and I'm sure you can agree that that is the exact opposite. We are always continuing to learn and improve ourselves, and this is a great way to show that too.
I think, Ian, maybe you and I may have to pop on over there and do a head-to-head here so you can go deeper into this thing.
I think so as well. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, boys, you guys can help come and contribute to the event. We have a silent auction. So if anybody out there, the public or businesses, really wanted to contribute, you can contribute to our silent auction. You can sponsor a team for $100. Oh, so wow. If you too wanted to be a team, you can totally join. You can volunteer to help at the event on the 7th, or you can just buy a ticket to the Bee, come out and enjoy a night of spelling, pizza, non-alcoholic beverage, and of course, a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And to get more information, maybe, because I mean, we've gone through a lot of things here this morning, you can get information on your website, I imagine, correct?
Yes.
What is the website?
McLitOfWausau.org. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook under the same handle.
Fantastic. So McLitOfWausau.org, and then get more on this event and other events / events as well. And also, I imagine, just stop on by here downtown.
Absolutely. Like I said, we are open 9 to 4. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Fantastic. Should be a lot of fun. Tuesday, October the 7th, really for a great cause, but a lot of fun as well. The Marathon County Literacy Council Adult Spelling Bee. And it'll be held at the Labor Temple in Wausau, correct?
Yes.
So at the Labor Temple, just again here in Wausau, 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 7th. So again, get more information, McLitOfWausau.org for the Marathon County Literacy Council. Quinn Suhan, great to have you on board, and great for your new job. And again, as you continue, I'd love to have you back and talk about other events.
Oh, absolutely. I got plenty of ideas and plenty in store, so I would love to revisit and get people more involved.
Top of the hour news update is coming up. We'll be back with another WXCO morning report at 8:22. Included will be our number for the day quiz with Ian. But up next, it's a top of the hour news update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, currently in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies and 56 degrees at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes, and coming up, we will have our number for the day quiz, but I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the big news that occurred yesterday. It was another candidate for governor in 2026, and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany became the third Republican to launch a 2026 campaign for governor. He had been a tease for a while. He had been a tease for a number of months, and then finally he said, I am in. And also, he'll be going up against fellow Republicans. At this point, could be more that come in. Washington County Executive Josh Schoeneman and former Navy SEAL and Whitefish Bay Manufacturing CEO Bill Berrien already on the campaign trail. I am very curious to see how Tom Tiffany runs this campaign. Because basically, Tom Tiffany, and he's got a nickname, Toxic Tom, because he is a friend to polluters. And he's earned that name. He started his run to replace Sean Duffy as 7th District Congressman as saying that basically anything Donald Trump wants me to do, I'm going to do. If Donald Trump says jump, I'm going to say how high. Is there going to be a Wisconsin-based vision put forth by Tom Tiffany? Tom Tiffany has not been somebody known as a deep thinker in the Congress or even in the state legislature. Is he going to be just basically running as Donald Trump's man in Madison? We don't need Donald Trump's man in Madison. We need a governor in Madison. We need a leader in Madison. And if Tom Tiffany basically runs as, well, if you like Donald Trump, you'll like me, I don't know how successful that'll be. We already got Bill Berrien doing that on the Republican side. Could lead to an interesting Republican primary. Tom Tiffany did not appear on Civic Media to talk about his launching of the gubernatorial race. He did appear on a far-right conservative Milwaukee talk show named the Dan O'Donnell Show yesterday. And his first statement is one that I would disagree with very vehemently. Okay. That he says, in 2026, Wisconsin will have a choice between opportunity, security, and freedom, or following the path of failure seen in Minnesota and Illinois. Number one, I don't think Minnesota and Illinois would be seen as failures compared to what the Republicans of Wisconsin have been trying to do. And then he adds, and again, this is the kind of campaign I expect from Tom Tiffany. He goes, quote, I will not allow our state to be dragged down that woke and broke road. Woke and broke.
He loves that word, doesn't he?
Well, he's trying to be funny, too, and it's just silly.
It's not very funny.
So it's going to be interesting to see, again, what he would basically focus on. In his announcement, Tiffany said he would freeze property taxes. Okay. What, are you then going to fund schools in a different way? Tom, I mean, if you do that, I mean, there are consequences to every move that one makes. So I'm curious to see what his ultimate plan is for funding important items in Wisconsin. If he's not going to ask rich people to pay their fair share, because that's one thing we know. They will never ask the super wealthy in the state to pay their fair share. So one way or the other, you have to figure something out. Or is it just going to be cut and allow rich people to get richer while poor people get poorer and the middle class is squeezed out? He says he'll work to prevent China from buying farmland in Wisconsin and fight every day for families, for farmers, and for the hardworking people who make this state great. So, again, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We'll have a year here in the run-up to nearly a year to a run-up to a primary, and then, of course, the general election coming in November of 2026. So, Tom Tiffany. And it also brings up the question about the 7th Congressional District, because that means there'll be an open seat here in the 7th. It'll be interesting to see who the Democrats ultimately have running, and then now to see who the Republicans will have running to try and replace Tom Tiffany. So, again, it's going to be very interesting, to say the least, over the next year or so. A wide-open race for governor, not an incumbent. We don't see that very often. So, Tom Tiffany officially tosses his hat into the ring. All right, and we're going to toss Ian's hat into the ring right now because it's time again for the Number for the Day quiz. We do this each and every weekday. We give Ian an opportunity to choose correctly the number for the day out of three choices. So basically the math says one out of three is correct, 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, it's a passing grade. If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. If he gets four out of five, it's an A grade. If he gets five out of five, it's a gold star perfect week.
Yes.
Tom Tiffany is the topic of our number for the day.
Okay.
What year was Tom Tiffany first elected to the Wisconsin Assembly? That's where he started his public service career. What year did Tom Tiffany first be elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly?
What year?
Your choices are 2002, 2006, 2010.
You know what? I'm going to say 2006. 2006 is my final answer.
Tom Tiffany was first elected to the State Assembly in 2010.
Wow.
So you're one for three. You're right where you need to be. But okay. That means there's work to do in the next 2 days.
It certainly is. Indeed.
Have a great rest of your day and have a great rehearsal tonight.
Thanks, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day.
And join me and Jason Foster tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO. More of Hack Right Low coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.